Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One of my favorite Cleveland Indians of all time. He joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I got to tell you, I loved watching this man play defense, and his offense was so underrated it was ridiculous. He's shortstop Omar Vizquel. Omar, good to have you with us, buddy.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Omar? Doing well. Thank you very much. When I think of you and home openers, I think of you playing your first game in Cleveland as an Indian in the first game at Progressive Field, Jacobs Field at the time. What memories do you have of that day, Omar?
Well, that is a very special day in my life since we opened one of the most iconic baseball fields in the Major League. Remember that the movie Major League was going on at the time, and everybody was waiting like for a change. And when they present Jacob Field, everybody was like, "Wow, this is a great play. We're gonna make a lot of history in this ballpark." And everybody was excited to leave spring training and go straight to the Jake and see what the ballpark was going to present us. Of course, you have to remember that unbelievable win coming from behind, facing Randy Johnson in the mound, one of the best pitchers in the American League, and Wayne Kirby with a double down the left field line. I can remember that like it was yesterday. Give us the win that put us on top. And then from there, everything was history.
Oh, we're having one of those spring-like Cleveland days where the high is going to be 37. I was wondering, how did a kid from Caracas, Venezuela deal with the cold? And what kind of tricks did you learn over the years to keep yourself warm in some tough days here by the lake?
Yeah, very good question, because a lot of Latin players are not used to these kind of conditions playing baseball. I think the coolest day that we have here in our countries are like 60s, 50s at the most, but we never saw snow before. We never have the pleasure or being lucky enough to play in the snow, something that is really difficult as a hitter. You just want to take a walk all the time. You don't want to swing the bat. And as an infielder, when you would take the ground ball, it's very hard to throw the ball to first base, because sometimes you're standing there for half an hour and you don't even get a ground ball. So it makes it very hard on yourself trying to feel in this condition. But, one of the tricks that I discovered was I put my fielding hand in my pocket And every time the pitch was going to go over the plate, I take it out and get ready to make that throw. That way I can keep my hand warm and maybe make the play an easy way.
That's like turning around on a pop-up so you're not looking great right into the sun. Tricks of the trade from Omar Vizquel. I like that a lot.
That was very, very nice to do, but when the snow coming down, it doesn't matter how you turn your back to the home plate. It's very hard to see the ball.
That's funny. Omar, was it the cold really was that big of a factor for you and some of the other Latin players on the team? It just took a while to figure it all out?
Yeah, I think so, especially when you have low crowds and the people are not into the games. I think that when you have 45,000 people in the ballpark, it's easier because the adrenaline that you have in your body is different. I mean, you have to be able to perform under those conditions to be able to that you just did in the spring training. And remember, we came out of spring training from Florida or from Arizona when warm at 80 degrees, and all of a sudden you go into a 30 or 20 degree weather, which is a completely different condition that when you left spring training. So you have to readjust everything again and try to make it happen.
Omar Vizquel is joining us. We've talked in the past, Omar, about your guy Brian Rocchio at shortstop for the Guardians, and you've known Brian a long time. He came on really great in the playoffs last year. How does a guy follow up a regular season where his offense was, okay, a work in progress, nailed it in the postseason, and now trying to find that again?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a challenge for him to kind of rebound from last year. Obviously, I think that he has the tools to have a great year. Defensively, there is no doubt that he's going to do the job. He have a gold glove caliber. He can dominate the backhand ball as well as going to his left and going forward and everything else, the double plays. He had a great arm. So he remind me a little bit of myself when I started, when the hitting was a little bit of a question. But I'm pretty sure that he's going to be able to hit. He showed it in the playoff last year. He played under pressure, and he was able to answer all the questions. So, you know, I think even though that he might start a little slow because of the weather, I think he's going to get with the experience that he had last year, he's going to go right into the swing of things, and he's going to be able to hit his 270, 280 with a lot of production.
Omar, you mentioned before, it's tough dealing with the cold, like you said, coming out of spring training. And then if you're a player and you get off to a tough start and you're in a little bit of a slump, and I know you got to kind of stick to the processes that have got you there and what have you, and it's got to be tough, though, coming up to the plate and seeing you're batting 125 on the scoreboard and you know, you're itching to get things going. What did you lean on as a player to kind of get you through those tough patches, especially early in a season?
Well, I think in the lineup that everybody has to contribute, you know, you have to be able to do the little things. Maybe you can advance guys, play the little ball that we used to play before. I know that in this modern baseball, everybody's asking you to hit the long ball or to make a bigger production. But if you contribute to the ball team, I think the manager is going to be happy, the front office is going to be happy, and you're going to be able to win ball games. Over the years, I think that has been the biggest weapon from the Cleveland Guardians. You know, you don't count with a lot of power, but you do the little things, you play hard ball, you play aggressively on the bases. And I think that is the language that the Guardian has been having for a long time. And when you do that, it's contagious to the team, and it helps out a lot with the chemistry of a team. And obviously, you can see that at the end of the day.
Omar Vizquel joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Omar, as a defensive player, you were as good as I've ever seen at shortstop. You played with Robbie Alomar for a while, as good as I've ever seen at second base, along with Andrés Giménez, who is no longer here. Gabe Arias is now the second baseman. You played a little second base later in your career, a little third base. They moved you around a little bit. Is it an easy transition from short to second, especially for a guy? And I've wondered about this. Gabe has a really strong arm, and that throw from second's a very different throw than the throw from shortstop.
No, it's not easy to make that adjustment, especially because you are in the other side of the field, just being on the on second base. Everything kind of look backwards to you a little bit. I noticed that after playing 2,000 games at shortstop. I know Gabriel is he's one of those utility players that is able to adjust to different different positions. I saw him playing in the outfield this year here in Venezuela. I saw him playing third base. So he's one of those players that you have in there because he's able to do that adjustment. And obviously, all great like Robbie Alomar in the beginning, but if he get used to the position, he's going to be able to do the job, and he's going to do a great combination with Rocchio because they kind of know each other. So you want somebody strong up the middle, and I think these two guys are going to be doing a lot of great things together.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Together. Omar, along those lines, you know, it was such a treat in covering you over the years, and those years you had with Robbie. I mean, there were nights where you guys made plays together that were just had never been seen before, and you know, something I always look fondly back on in terms of my career. Who are the guys now that you just mentioned? The you know, the Guardians have some nice middle infielders now. Who catches your eye? I mean, pardon the pun, but as far as you know, being one of the best fielding shortstops that the game has ever seen. Who attracts you now? Who do you like to watch?
Yeah, it's kind of sad that I don't get to see Jimenez and Rocchio for another year. I mean, this guy brought us a lot of excitement last year up the middle. It was one of those great combinations that I wish that they can stay together for a while. But business is business. Jimenez is not there anymore. And Rocchio's going to get used to a new second baseman. You know, I don't think Arias is going to be one of those guys that you can compare to Robbie Alomar. But like I said, he got some great hands. Yeah. He moved very good around second baseman. Bobby Witt Jr. is a guy that I admire a lot, a shortstop in the position. And the guy from Baltimore is another guy that I like a lot.
Gunnar Hernandez. Yeah. Or Anderson Steven.
Yeah. Yeah, so there is a lot of great shortstop right now at the game, but these three guys are top of the line for me.
That's interesting. Omar, last year I think expectations were low for the Guardians, and they exceeded them from the beginning of the season almost all the way to the end of the season. I don't know if expectations should have been raised based on some of the changes with the team. When you go into a season and you have question marks and thoughts and you're wondering, can this work? How does that play in the clubhouse? How do guys deal with that?
Well, it brings you kind of like a question mark into your game, especially if you don't start very strong. You know, you have to start strong because right now at the end of the season, those games in April are going to count a lot. So it is very important for the team to start strong. I know right now they're not starting very strong, but they have to be able to recover. And I think this year is going to be a real challenge for them to kind of compete with Kansas City and Detroit. This is the first year that I see the Guardians, you know, having a little bit of trouble with these two teams. In the past, I think you can see that maybe the expectations weren't too high and they were able to ride the wave and get to the top. But this year is going to be a little different. They know everybody's going against them now because they know they have a great bullpen and the way that they win games is amazing. I don't think nobody last year counted for the Guardians to get as far as they did or even the year before. They have been doing a great job sticking together. They have a great leader, Jose Ramirez, that can do it all. And maybe if Jose can bring this team one more time to the top, it's going to be amazing. I don't know that many people have great expectations for them, but inside the clubhouse, I know that they have a challenge, and they know that it's going to be a very tough year. And I'm sure that they're talking about it, and I'm sure that they know that They have to raise their game. So it's going to be a very interesting year for them this year.
Omar, one of the things we do have to look forward to this year is that a former teammate of yours, CC Sabathia, will be inducted into the Hall of Fame, along with Tom Hamilton, the great broadcaster, radio play-by-play voice of the Indians and Guardians for generations. Omar,
it's about time for Hamilton getting there, man. I love this guy. He does everything great, and the excitement that he brings to the game is so good. Every play makes you stand up from your seat. Even though you're not watching the game, you feel like the atmosphere around you.
Yeah.
And Tom is, I love Tom. He's a great guy. And thanks God for CC Sabathia. He showed in the beginning of his career the kind of pitcher he can be. He had a great career with the Indians when he was an Indian. And then he ended up with New York, one of the best teams. He can show all his potential there. And everybody that can see him knew the kind of pitcher he was. So it is amazing that we have another guy that we play with in the Hall of Fame. That is awesome.
And Omar, as a Hall of Fame voter, it's something that's been a responsibility and a burden and all of that for myself. I was just, what would it mean for you? I know, you've gotten my vote every year. What would it mean for you to one day get into Cooperstown?
Well, I think, thank you very much for your vote. I really appreciate it. I think that just being there is the top of the cream, the top of the cake, like they said. It makes you realize what an honor it is to be inducted into the hall that the best players in the game are belongs there and they're there. And it's just amazing. You know, I wish that I can have the opportunity to be there someday. I feel like I deserve to be there. The numbers are there, and I just hope that people can remember the kind of game that I play and the way that I play in order for them to regain that vote back.
You're a Hall of Famer in my mind, Omar.
Thank you, sir.
Phenomenal, phenomenal baseball player. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you with us.
Thanks, O.
Thank you, and good luck to the Guardians. I'm really pushing for them this year one more time. That's my favorite team in the big league. And very aware of what's going on, and wishing them luck tonight at the opening day.
We'll have you with us later on in the season, Omar. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Omar Vizquel.
See you, Omar.
Joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.